Well, hello, friends and family. Welcome to another episode of The Pulse. This is actually episode number 8 of the year 2025. We are so excited to be with you today. We have a really fun crew in the house that we'll get to. Obviously, Pastor Troy is out. He's actually on a plane visiting Darren Stott's whole crew up in Seattle. You know they're going to have a fun time, and I can't wait to see the video from that. And I think we're going to actually be getting a live stream from the services that he's doing. So if you're stage 3, stay tuned for that. You won't miss out on the fun. But we just wanted to take a moment and welcome all of you. I am Shay Wilbur, the media director here, and I am joined by an awesome crew, which I'll get to in one second. I just want to give you a little rundown of what we're chatting about today. It's going to be a good show. This has been such a good week already, and it's just going to get better. We are talking about the future of America, and we are discussing a few things. Day 3 moves President Trump has made, the new hope for the youth in this country. We have Pastor Ryan joining us for that. We will also ask him what he's seeing in the youth around this historic time in our country. We're going to be reflecting on some of our personal takeaways that we had at this New Beginnings conference that we just wrapped up last week. But before we dive into that, let's bring in the crew. Let's introduce everyone. So I'm not here by myself talking to all of you, but you know what I mean? You don't want to just hear from me. You want to hear from everyone in here. So with that, the bishop.
That was so awkward.
The bishop. It wasn't awkward.
It was super awkward.
No, it was not awkward. Was it awkward? Guys, let me know. I just feel like I know that they want to be talking to, you know, it would be, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, I don't think it was awkward, okay?
It wasn't, but it was funny.
Until you made it awkward by saying it was. So yeah, welcome. But that's you know, one of the things we can count on you for.
Oh, yeah.
Giving us those moments. It's a special talent, Bishop.
Oh, it really is.
Bishop Ben Brewer, thanks for being here today.
Well, of course, happy to be here.
We're happy that you're here with us. Yeah. You always lighten the mood in a good way.
I try.
Who do we have joining us?
Right now, we actually have the usuals, which would be Debbie from Alabama. We have Jacob Gomez is in here. We have Julie from California. We got Tabitha in here. We got Sarah from Tejas in here. We have Bernice from Australia is in here.
Ooh.
We have Mark from South Africa, Reese from Colorado. California.
I was
going
to say San Diego, right? He's our San Diego guy.
San Diego. We have Helen from Oklahoma, Melissa from Colorado, and a few others. We also have Ashley Rhoda in here.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us.
Lisa Bennett, I see you.
Oh, hey, Lisa.
From Illinois.
I was so excited. I actually got to meet Debbie Smith at our New Beginnings conference, and she was one of those people, part of our ODX fam, that I had seen her name so many times, and she came up and gave me a hug. And Debbie, it was so good to meet you. I see that you're watching now, so we're happy that you're here. Zach Rippey, what's
Shay
up?
Wilbur.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I feel much better. Thank you, ODX family, for praying for me. I leveled up last night, feel a notch better. My kids are still struggling, but hey, guess what? This too shall pass.
Yes.
You're going to be okay, just not today.
Today you're going to be okay. You're definitely, you look better. Thank Yesterday you. I was like, are you okay, Zach? Are you going to be okay?
I know, man. It's crazy.
Because when you're sick and you have kids, especially little ones, like you don't get time off.
No, you're a caretaker when you need somebody to take care of you.
Yeah.
You know, and my wife, she filled my water bottle. That's about as much as she took care of your boy, you know?
Because she had to take care of the baby. When
she did it one time.
I know.
She's been honestly super mom. And I was like, man, I'm sick, but the world needs to be praying for her because she's having to take care of 3 kids under 5 that are all sick with fevers, baby that's 5 months old. And man, she just handled it like a champ with such positivity and such zeal about it. And man, all hats
super
off
mom.
To her. Super mom for sure.
Well, we're glad that you're on the mend and feeling better. We also have the one and only Pastor Ryan joining us.
Afternoon, everybody. No, I didn't even know you weren't feeling well. You look great today. Yeah. No, I had no idea you weren't feeling well.
Well, thank you, man.
Glad you're here, man.
You know, I'm able to put on the face, I guess, you know?
So good. And yeah, Shay, I'm with you. Seeing everybody's names. It was good to see everybody in person at the conference. Thank you all so much for coming. And it was a pretty memorable one.
It was.
It was my first one, so it was very memorable for me. It was awesome.
It was great.
I knew everyone was like, this is our big conference. Oh, you're going to leave and you're going to just feel refreshed and all this stuff. And I think, you know, we talked about it a little yesterday. I didn't expect to come away having received something because like we're in work mode. We're in like, okay, we got to execute. I want the experience to be so amazing for everyone else, but it's so cool that also God refreshed me. You know, it's awesome.
When that ODX community all gets together and everybody gets in the same room and I think it was like the 6th person that came up and it was like the exact same word. And I just told the person, I was like, you got it. I don't need to hear the rest of it. You got it. Just great job. You got it.
Wow. That's so cool.
So they
I love
did. They all
happens.
Rallied together. It was beautiful.
Yeah. And it was cool having the Soak School in the last night of the conference. They came in to the star party. And we're like prophesying over everyone, man. It was amazing. Yeah. It was really, Ben, did you, well, actually save your takeaway for later. Cause I want to hear what your takeaway was from
this. Because I have one.
Yeah. He was hiding upstairs the whole time.
No. He was interceding in his office for part of it.
Maybe.
Well, we'll get to that stuff later. First, I want to talk about the news and what's going on our TVs, on our social media, because there is so much. And man, like, it's just, I'm just going to say, like, you know, we've had certain years with elections where I'm like, okay, I'm just not going to be scrolling on my social media for a couple of days because I don't want to deal with it. I know I have a lot of friends who feel that way about right now. I do not feel that way. I'm like, the more, like, it's bad, actually, because I'm scrolling so much because I'm just, like, constantly wanting to see what's Trump passing now? What's, you know, what's happening now? Hopefully more hostages being released and all those things. So, I mean, we saw this iconic photo. This was something that has been shared all over. And Zach, you posted, I think Taylor, he sent it to you, just waving goodbye to the Biden administration. I mean, what an iconic
this is
photo.
Great. Goodbye to getting so close to us being in concentration camps for not taking the vaccine. Goodbye.
Seriously.
To fake elections. Goodbye to so many things that were just not in line with God's will and God's justice. Yep. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Until never again.
Until the first time. Amen. I mean, man, it's just, it's so iconic.
May this be like a photo that represents just where we go from here on out as a nation as well. Like, we'll never allow this to come back into our White House, mm-hmm. into our government, into our schools,
yeah,
into our homes, into our values and in our laws. Man, I'm just so hopeful of this picture that that's what that represents.
And just from like an artistic standpoint, I mean, they are like perfectly posed down there, all of their hands. Mm-hmm. I'm like, did they actually plan that? Like, that is... it's just a beautiful photo. It just,
it's possible.
It signifies so much.
They've had a plan for everything else.
That's true. Yep. That is true. Yep, it is. So, I mean, Trump has been super busy already. And we talked about some of the new things that he's put into motion just over the past few days. But day three, he started doing more. And I know we have a graphic for this too, Taylor, if you could pull it up. There's so much I asked you to pull up because I'm like, I can't even remember all the different things he's done on the different days. Mm-hmm. But I love this stuff. He restored merit-based hiring at the FAA, ending an insane Obama-era push to put travelers' lives in the hands of incompetents hired for diversity reasons. I just can't with that whole
hiring people based on color and rather than what their skills are.
What is that teaching our children?
Not good things.
And it's scary when you have people in positions that you want them to be there because they can do the job. Like,
yeah, especially in government level, high security clearance things. Like, I mean, you saw with the assassination attempt, like all of Trump's security team was females. It looked like the new Ghostbuster movie.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Listen, you're lucky I'm not like a super feminist because I don't get offended by that stuff. But you're right. Like, there are certain things that... Yeah, certain jobs that should be for men.
I think so. You know, at least for the majority aspect of it. Like, if you looked at the assassination attempt, like, the majority of the people that were stepping up were, like, a woman security team. And mm-hmm. it's like, I think it should be majority men in that role.
I mean, I'll just say it. I would prefer, if it were me and I'm thinking, who am I going to hire personally, I would rather some, like, big man to do. I just would.
Yeah.
Because also, especially when you have to think about the enemies that we're dealing with as well. And you got to take that into consideration, how they view gender roles as well. Yeah. And like, women are so, like, they literally view women, and not that it's right at all, not that we should like pander to them, but like, they view women as extremely weak. So like, if you know, I'm going somewhere in the Middle East,
for sure,
I know, like, I want a big team of men around me, because they would see women and be like, oh, we got this, we're gonna take her out. I don't know, but it's just, you gotta think
and
about
you saw
that
a lot
stuff.
Of incompetence that day.
Why are you laughing
too?
At me, Ben?
You know, they don't just go after you, they go after me too, just for the record. You know how many times I've been thrown in the ugly room and all those different places?
Oh my gosh.
That's why I'm laughing, because I'm imagining you it happening to you, and then I think of all the experience I have.
You guys, someday we need to do a show on just Ben's crazy stories.
God.
Because if I didn't know him and know that they're actually true, I would not believe that they're actually true.
I lived through them, and I don't believe half of them still.
Yeah, it is crazy. So I would probably freak out on those scenarios. But okay. Also, he ordered the closure of all federal DEI offices with existing employees placed on indefinite leave and special orders to prevent them from being protected through reclassification or deceptive wording. I mean, I was seeing tweets yesterday like, dude, the offices are already shut down.
Yep.
Like, there are no DEI offices anymore. I mean,
what a
man.
Victory. It changes so many things.
It does.
And it just shows that when somebody's willing to step up and do the hard thing, you start to see real results. And this is what that's going to be taking shape for him. And we're just going to start to have just this normal way of living and normal workforce back, which is just so healthy for the way the economy is going to roll and how people are going to start qualifying for certain jobs. And it's just going to bring strength back to the nation in a big way.
Yeah, it's awesome. Let's go to the next one, because that other one is kind of along the same lines. Prohibited use of racial discrimination or DEI at federal contractors and universities receiving taxpayer dollars, which I love this. Like, we're paying for these universities. Our taxpayer dollars are going towards these universities, and we've seen what has been happening on their campuses. And I just love the, like, taking back control in some ways of, like, I don't know, sanity. Like, mm-hmm. Some of this is just such common sense stuff. Ordered federal buildings worldwide to stop flying the I was shocked. I did not know about this. To stop flying the pride flag, which the left had turned into a de facto second. Okay, well, Charlie Kirk, this is his tweet. So these are his words. But basically, he ordered federal buildings worldwide to stop flying the pride flag, which I really was shocked about that. What do you think about that, Pastor Ryan?
Yeah, no, back to Zach's point, you know, you listen the past 4 years and they would say things like, well, we could change that, but it's going to take this amount of time and this amount of planning.
Yes.
And now we're seeing that's not the case. Mm-hmm. You actually get a lot done in a couple of days,
mm-hmm.
you know, so whereas we've been told. So that's just one thing where it's like now going, well, we got to remember that. Like, you told us it was going to take a lot of time to restructure that. Apparently not.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it happens a lot quicker. So things like this, that would have been said, we got to have a conversation about that. You know, that's something that we need to put on let the Capitol decide that through long conversations.
Yeah. No. He's just like, no, just take the flag down.
Yeah, just take it down.
Take it down. He also launched the Stargate Project, a collaboration with Silicon Valley aimed at cementing America as the global leader in emerging AI technology. That's interesting. With the AI stuff, I don't know what I think about all of that, because it's just one of those things. It's like, I just don't.
It could go left real quick.
Yeah. I've seen too many movies that are like, futuristic that are now like real.
But I think if we try to suppress it and try to act like it doesn't exist, somebody's just going to beat us to it.
Exactly.
So it's good to be the leaders of that and get ahead of that.
That's smart.
And start being able to be in a position of setting the rules and the standards from this point forward.
Yes. Yeah. That's very smart. Also, he unleashed ICE with full authority to target the criminals Joe Biden allowed to roam freely around this country, raping and killing. And I mean, we've literally seen recent headlines of these stories of people. I feel like it's actually amped up in the past like month of like a girl out jogging and she was killed and it was an illegal immigrant. Like, I, at this point now, I'm just like waiting for that headline because they never say it at first, but usually it ends up coming out, oh, it wasn't illegal. And it's ridiculous what we've allowed to happen. And I saw, not yesterday, but even like the day before, so on Monday, I saw footage of them closing down something in El Paso. I think they had closed down one of the crossings in El Paso already and were turning away migrants. And I mean, they were already, again, what you said, stuff happening like so fast.
But they're going to try to, the thing I already see is they're trying to weaponize that and trying to make it look like how they did back in 2016 era, where it's like they'll capture somebody crying that their little app phone isn't working and stuff like that, and they'll try to skew the narrative. And so just be prepared for that and just understand that they're trying to swing you to a certain direction to make you against these policies.
For sure. I mean, the media is probably, I don't know, in some ways scrambling because they're trying to find how can we spin all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just interesting because it was such a majority vote. I mean, he won by popular vote. So, you've got, it seems like a little bit of a waste of time for them because they're trying to convince not the majority, when the majority already without all of their spin, with all of their spin still voted for Trump, mm-hmm. And this was after, we saw what he was like in office. And sometimes I would cringe at things that he would tweet or say and all whatever, but still his policies and what he did, spoke enough for me to vote for him for sure.
That's right.
And so I think a lot of people feel that way. And I think it's just going to be interesting to see what the media does because we're now used to we're used to just being like, okay, it's Trump, it's a little out there what he's saying. Like when he goes off in some of his rants that are super emotionally charged or whatever, but we're all used to it now. So it doesn't really phase. I think in some ways it doesn't phase us. So they're going to have to find something new.
And he's just gotten so much more professional and presidential. Yeah. And he is starting to see that America sees through the lies,
mm-hmm.
For the most part, and he has more support than ever before.
Yes.
He has more collaboration than ever before. and he has a vision that he didn't have in 2016. And even when he comes to the picture of how he looked in 2016 for the presidential picture versus how he looks now.
Oh, man, I don't remember what the 2016 one
he
was.
He was smiling.
He was smiling, Taylor,
like all happy to be there.
I want
to
see that. I want to see a 7.
And now the one that he has now is like he means business. And that's going to be in every federal business. That's going to be in every history book. This was the picture that he chose for this term, which means that there's going to be a different spirit on this whole next 4 years. And I'm excited about it.
That's so good. You can just throw it up whenever you get it, Taylor. But yeah, I think too. And I'm so glad that he did that face in that picture. Even, you know, like we are in the middle. It's not like he's coming into power at a time that's like very, you know, where everything is just kind of smooth sailing. Like we're in the middle of a crisis in the Middle East. Yep. We've got
spiritual wars.
We've got like our border crisis here. We've got, I mean, so much is happening, and this is not the time for a weak president.
No.
This is not the time for a president who panders to the left, honestly, or to this side or that side. Oh my gosh, that is so different. That was his old.
Yep. That was his presidential.
And then let's see his one now. You have his one now, even on our graphic or something. That's amazing. Wow. That is like a different, it's definitely.
It shows like, everybody's going to love this. This is going to be great. I beat Hillary. Let's make America great again. And then after years of just being falsely accused, allegations, slander, lawsuits, assassination attempts.
Yep.
Then he just decides to, you know, let's have a different picture.
Oh, man, that is so good. That's funny. I forgot about the
The smiling one, yeah. You have any thoughts on that, Ryan, as far as like the energy shift and just like, because you say everything's planned, right? That wave looked planned too, right? Yeah. So you think it was a planned out decision to kind of change his profile picture in a way that
I think whether or not they phrase it like this, I think one thing that God's showing everybody who's willing to listen, what got you somewhere is not going to be what keeps you there.
Come on.
Oh, that's good. What got you there is not gonna keep you there. I'm writing that down.
And this is a guy who he may have got there smiling, but I mean, If you shot at me, I would probably smile less. You know, I mean, it changes. And so this is not the same man from even, you know, 4 years ago. This is not the same guy.
No.
And this is a big part of 2025. You know, we got to decide if we're going to be willing to celebrate what God's doing in other people's lives too. Are we going to celebrate what God's doing in their life? Or do I just not like them? So I'm not going to celebrate what God's doing. That's going to have a big kickback. And there are a lot of people right now, they're seeing him as an overcomer and they can't see past the fact that they don't like this person or this lady or this group of people to see what God's actually doing. And so I look at that picture and I'm like, God's done a work in that guy's life.
Yeah.
I mean, he's smiling and that was like the fast food diet. Now he's on a Mediterranean diet, not smiling. So there's another part of that. But that's just not the same person.
I was reading about that today too. Yeah.
Is he? He actually changed his diet?
Yeah. So he's doing like, 30-minute brisk walk.
He's in
every
much
day,
better shape,
he's doing
Shay.
Fish, really?
Big less time. Diet Cokes, less fast food. Yeah. He lost 30 pounds.
Wow. I heard he was going to bring back the Diet Coke button, or at least I saw an article of that. Like there's like, I don't know if it was a joke.
Yeah,
or
he tuned
it
down. He tuned him down a little bit, but he still loves the Diet Coke.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is a big deal. And I think we'll talk about it behind the veil a little bit too. The inauguration didn't happen outside the building. It happened inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Yes.
What you did the first time, you got it, whatever, if God's doing something new, you got to get on board with it. And this is a group of people who I think they've gotten on board.
You know, something I thought was really cool is, so that room that they did it in, I saw this going around on social media, Sean Fucht. I don't know if I said his last name correctly, Foyt.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew I was saying.
I know. I used to say it wrong all the time.
But it's like the weirdest spelling. How are you supposed to know? So what is it? Foyt?
Foyt, yeah.
Okay. So Sean Foyt, like I guess recently, sometime within the past few months, had a whole team of like worship leaders and led worship in that room, not knowing what would be taking place in there, you know, just months or weeks later. And man, I thought that was such a powerful realization. Yeah. Like you just never know when God is bringing you in to circumstances or situations. You never know what you are laying the spiritual groundwork for. You know, they were setting the atmosphere. They were welcoming the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord in that room. And then just a short while later, that's where President Trump is being like sworn in. Man, that's a powerful thing.
Yep. It's setting the territory. It's also getting God involved in every aspect of what's happening right
Come
now.
Come on.
And that's the thing that I loved about the inauguration too, is like, it was so honoring to the Lord from the beginning, middle and end. For the most part, that it showed that like we're not fearful to bring God back into this country and include him in the biggest stage possible, you know? And I was just super pumped up about that. Each prayer was truthful. It wasn't like wishy-washy, like the Lord's Prayer, you know, like Billy Graham came out hard. That other guy, Saul, he came out.
Oh, he was amazing.
And did amazing. And just even just Trump's speech had a lot of great moments of honoring God through it, you know? So I'm very pumped up. I think that these next 4 years are going to be something we're going to be able to tell our kids about, and the kids that we have that are old enough to realize what's going on are going to remember this time is when everything started to change in the atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a picture. We got a picture of him leading worship in there, and man, that is just so cool. How cool to be one of those people and then now see what's going on in that room and know. Yeah. Yeah. So cool. Well, another thing we have to talk about, because this actually was going on yesterday while we were on the poll, so we didn't get to talk about it with Troy, and I really want to get Troy's input on it. But we do have the bishop here, so we are going to ask the bishop to speak on the other bishop that we heard from yesterday. And we have the video, I believe. So let's just watch this video, and then we'll talk about it.
In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families.
JD Vance immediately is like,
some
oh, gosh.
Who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops.
Look at JD's
and clean
expression.
Our office buildings,
he's like,
who labor in poultry
me?
Farms and meat packing plants. Who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts.
Way
in hospitals.
To stereotype.
They,
yeah.
I thought the same
like,
thing.
How rude.
I thought
or have
the
proper
thing.
Documentation. But the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals.
They're low-wage workers.
They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members
Even
of
the
our
way she's
churches
talking,
and mosques,
very put on.
Synagogues, wadara, and temples.
I didn't know Ellen DeGeneres had a sister.
I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away.
We had one of our ODX family members
and that you
said,
help
remember,
those
you are not
who
behind
are
the veil
war
yet.
Zones and persecution.
Oh, we know.
In their own
we
lands.
Know.
To find compassion and welcome here.
Okay. So anyway.
Yeah, let's
our God teaches
you
us.
You got that. You catch the drift. Thank you. Who was that gave me that reminder about not being Anna. Anna Barber, she said, remember, you're not behind the veil.
She was telling me. Anna's
she
like
was,
one of my aunts. Yeah, she's like, Ben, be good is basically
be
what that
good.
Was.
I mean, listen, I've been whatever on YouTube before.
You know what everybody in that room looked like?
That's the word.
They looked like hostages.
Wow. Did. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they were all, and you know that they're being careful how they react in their faces because they know the cameras are on them. But I like how Vance just looked at his wife like, oh my gosh, like, here we go. And it's just, I mean, clearly, she is not a fan of Trump. He actually posted, he literally tweeted, the so-called bishop who spoke at the National Prayer Service on Tuesday morning was a radical left hardline Trump hater. She brought her church into the world of politics in a very ungracious way. She was nasty in tone and not compelling or smart. She failed to mention the large number of illegal immigrants that came into our country and killed people. Many were deposited from jails and mental institutions. It's a giant crime wave that is taking place in the USA. Apart from her inappropriate statements, the service was very boring and uninspiring one. She is not very good at her job. She and her church owe the public an apology. I mean, listen, I do think they should have known. I mean, it did not take rocket scientists to see this woman, and obviously they knew a bit of what she stood for and kind of known that it was going to go this way. But Ben, what do you think?
Well, I have a behind the veil version, but I will keep it behind the veil.
Let's hear the not behind the veil.
The not behind the veil is she needs to be beat.
That's not behind the veil.
That's not behind the veil. Yeah,
oh
that's not okay. You do not get up there and do that. In what situation is that acceptable? None. There's not a one. You cannot get up there and use our God's name to openly be like, oh, Trump, it's all your fault. You're going to kill everybody. No. No.
Yeah, he never said anything about fearing for their life.
No, literally all he said was there's only two genders and everybody freaked out. No, that's not acceptable.
The fact that people freak out from someone saying there are only two genders is what is wrong. That is a huge, yeah. like,
and
they, it's
and common they draw
sense.
Conclusions that more yeah. things are going to come out where, like, Trump is going to recount the marriages of gay people. Like, and yeah. that's not what he's doing. Like, no. that's not what his agenda is. Mm-hmm. So, like, the fear monger needs to go. And, like, the fact that their people are scared, what are they scared mm-hmm. of? What did he do the first time when yeah. he was in office? Yeah. Nothing to you. So I don't get why they take on this fear. It's
now, if you're an illegal good. Immigrant, there is reason yeah. to be scared because you've been yeah. living here and you shouldn't have been. So,
and like what Zach was saying too, she freaking stereotyped the snot out of
it. I thought about that too. Yeah. And not to
she was like crop pickers and dishwashers.
Well, I'm just saying, not that I watch any of these shows.
Uber drivers.
On an episode of Real Housewives, and I don't remember which one it was. I'm sorry. Pastor Troy is going to be like, Lord. You guys, I'm gone and you let Shay talk about Real Housewives. I'm not talking about it. But there was an episode where someone stereotyped in a similar way, and they got taken to, what's it called? Like, taken to the, I don't know, they got, what's that phrase?
Taken to the slammer?
No. Thank you. No, anyway, they got, like, people, like, jumped down their throat about it. And I'm like, here, she's literally saying it. And anyway, Pastor Ryan, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, right. Can
you, bring us back to earth here. Yeah,
do you mind putting President Trump's tweet back up there? Can you do that for me? Respectfully, I disagree with one part of what he tweeted. And I'm going to show you because yeah. he says that she brought her church into the world of politics. I see it the other way around. I see ungraciously she brought the spirit of politics into a yes. church moment.
Yep.
And so very yes. respectfully, I disagree with just that part of it. Everything else I'm on, you just have a big thing. It's like, tell us we're right without telling us we're right. Mm-hmm. That your ideology has been your agenda the entire time. Just tell us we're right without doing it. That's exactly what that moment was.
Yep.
If we were looking for one moment post-election, post-inauguration, where you could see how far off, right, church leadership has been, it was that. In a yeah. way, I'm thankful for it.
Yeah. And I
don't know how obvious that is.
What do you think? What do you think she meant by show mercy? What was her?
Like, you know, it's interesting that she's doing that whenever it's a grace year.
Yeah.
Like contrast it where the focus yeah, right. is on this. You just have to decide if you're going to partner with what God's doing or not. Right. right? And Pastor Troy's been talking about, we talked about all conference, mm-hmm. that grace and mercy, not the same thing. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, you know, it got taught in a way. And I, you know, let's let the rest of the election data come out and let's see how many of those people that she was referring to voted for President Trump.
Yeah.
She got booked on The View.
I know.
Tell us we're right without yeah. telling us.
Yeah. Was she on today or was she booked?
I just saw that she was booked.
Okay. Because yeah. I'm like, of course. I mean, that is not, there's no surprise.
I know.
But
come on over here.
I will watch it because I'm curious to see. I mean, I saw even yesterday just some different people in yeah. the news world that I follow that were like, where's your church? I'll go to your church to her. And I'm just right. like,
but
no,
that, but that's where like, good church leaders mm-hmm. and good religious church leaders need to be stepping yes. on the gas when it comes to stuff like this, because that woke preaching got to go because it's not biblical.
Well, yeah. And I just have a problem with, like, to me, our job, when we are looking at the word of God, we take the word of God and we say, okay, what is God saying? This is how we live our life based on these morals. This is our groundwork. The Bible is our
blueprint.
Blueprint. That was the word I was looking for. Thanks. Gotcha. The Bible, I'm having a hard time formulating thoughts today. The Bible is our blueprint. And that's how, you know, we apply that to our life. But what we see there with her, and was what you were going after, is that she's an example of someone who takes her blueprint and then how does this lays it over the Bible? Yeah. Now, how does this speak to that? And that is dangerous. And I pray that I'm never in that position.
Yeah. And that's where you start cherry picking scriptures to fit the narrative of
your narrative and yeah. your issues and your all. And like, that's scary.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
And it's got to go.
Well, I think now's a good time for us to go behind the veil. Since we're all starting to get
should we? Okay. Up. I'm like, if we haven't been censored yet.
Yeah, honestly.
All right, let's go behind the veil. Before we do, though, let's just make a couple announcements. Because basically behind the veil, if you're watching on YouTube, then, you know, anyone can tune in. But behind the veil is something that is just for our ODX family. So if you want more information about that, go to ODX.TV, sign up as a member there, and you will have access to a ton of exclusive content depending on if you sign up as a Stage 2 or a Stage 3 member. I'm just saying our Stage 3 membership, we have started loading it up. Pastor Troy has been doing these really funny, like, videos every morning, almost every morning, not every morning, but just gives you a look at the life of Pastor Troy behind the scenes, you know, when he's shaving and his morning musings. And you'll have access to any of our conferences that we do if you're stage three. So there's a lot of perks becoming a stage three member, but it's also great to join us at stage two. So that being said, you want more information about that, go to odx.tv. Also, Zach, we have a special giveaway today.
We do. We're doing another edition of the book signing from Pastor Troy. We have 55 books that he needs to sign and send your way that we've been doing this week to promote the Spirit of 47 that is on this great week. If you want to give a donation of $47 or more, Pastor Troy will sign the copy of his brand new book and he will send it to you. All you have to do is call the number on the screen right there, 1-877-413-0888. And we have a team down there waiting for your call. And you just tell them, I heard about it on the podcast. I need to get me one of those signed books.
Wow.
And then we will send it to you. I'm feeling so much better. I just want to have more fun in my life.
Good.
But yeah, so please call the number on the screen. Also, if you're watching right now, please like and share this out there so we can get more people to find out the truth and not be convinced with the lies, and they can tap into the prophetic pulse and become a fan like you are. And we appreciate you being a media missionary for that.
All right. Well, with that being said, you guys ready to go behind the veil? And then we're going to ask you your real thoughts on the bishop behind the veil. Okay.
Get ready.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. If you're joining us on YouTube, ODX family, stay right where you are. We'll be right back.